worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get out.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Just because I'm awkward and weird and I don't know why I'm necessarily here.
Mickey.
I'm not sure I'm enjoying the references.
And Lazy E.
Nothing wrong with a little bump and grind or cookies and chips.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
In northeastern Pennsylvania, born and raised on the streets is where we spent most of our days. Nobody's joining in with this.
Playing with chalk and playing kickball and going down to the Wyoming Valley Mall.
Yeah!
Yeah, all right.
Oh!
That's
give me high fives!
All right, high fives all around the table.
Yeah, you get that one.
I wasn't expecting that to turn out as good as it did, but it's a freak accident. Anything can happen on this podcast. Welcome to the show. I am the host. I'm Crisco, and I'm joined, of course, by Lazy E and Mickey. And our website is afreakaccident.com. Head over there to learn all about our show. You can also click connect on the menu bar where we have links to everywhere you can find us on social media, which includes Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even SoundCloud if you're looking to find us on SoundCloud.
And the great thing about the website, the Facebook, Instagram, the show continues all week long.
Absolutely.
It's not just one day of the week.
Yeah, because you can't get enough of this show. After you listen to an hour, you're like, I want more. So follow us on social media and interact throughout the week. Plus, you can send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send us your problems, and we'll solve it. And you can include your address in there. You can choose to remain anonymous. That's fine. We won't blow up your spot. But if you leave your address, we will send you a free show sticker in the mail. We also have iTunes, so you can subscribe there, get the show automatically delivered to you each week. Help us out. Leave us a good review. Help us climb the charts a little bit. And if you're an Android user, you can find us on Google Play Music as well, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This is a great episode. It's a great episode.
And you're doing so well.
Well, I'm excited this episode because... He's back!
Yeah!
Kyle Mack is back on a freak accident
but
this week.
But you did. All right.
You're a verse or two off.
I know. It's coming. It's coming. Just wait for it.
It's rolling around.
I know we just started the show, but Kyle, you're going to have to wait a second. Mickey, Crisco, can you join me out in the hall real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Just wait in here. We'll be right back, okay? Guys?
Yeah.
Why did we bring him back?
I don't know. I regretted it almost immediately.
Mickey, was this you?
It was not me.
What?
Usually Crisco has the bad ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was me, wasn't it?
Why did you do it? We specifically said afterwards, listen, never again.
Listen, I've been making a lot of bad choices while I'm on this diet, okay? You can't blame me for all of it.
Well, eat his head and then let's get rid of him.
All right, fine. Let's get back in there. Right, we got a show to do.
Before we go, Mickey, Crisco, love you.
I love you, too.
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys, I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, we want you to be here, too.
Oh,
that's great.
We're so excited to have you on the show. I mean, the last time you were here, it was a lot of fun. I think this time's going to be at least
awesome.
Half as much fun as the last time, so I'm super excited
Thank
about
God.
It. Yeah. So how's everybody been doing? I mentioned it out in the hallway. Kyle didn't hear it. My diet's going great. I've lost 10 pounds despite Mickey's evil devilry and tempting me with her pictures of sweets and treats and all this other stuff.
I still have 4 days to annoy you with the sweets and treats.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm more than a week in. I haven't weighed myself in a couple days, but the last time I did, I had lost 10 pounds already after only a week.
That's great.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Studio audience here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Woo!
So mock all you want, Mickey. I'm getting lean. I'm getting mean.
That's right.
I won't be fighting anybody, though.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, no.
I heard that you were doing this diet thing. I thought, well, I have a partner because since I started my other job, I've gained like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And it just keeps coming. And I plateaued at this one thing, but then I'm just too lazy to get up and like do anything. Like, I don't know if...
Well, that's the problem is that's what killed me was the whole sedentary lifestyle. You got to overcome that. You got to force yourself to walk and remain in motion.
It's just so much easier to pick up the controller and just use my thumbs.
Yeah, I know.
Virtually walk. Right?
Oh, like Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I could just sit there and do that. Well, you have to move around for that, though.
No, there's a cheat. I'll tell you how to do it.
Of course you figured that out.
Oh, yeah. I looked online.
Remember WALL-E? The people in WALL-E? They just sit in the chairs and all the crap is brought to them. That's basically where humanity's headed, I think. Especially with the VR headsets and everything now. Like, I see people, okay, it's virtual reality video games. The whole point is to put it on your head and get up and move. And they're still sitting on their couches just waving their arms around like... Wax on, wax off. It's like, okay, all right, this is kind of defeating the purpose.
No, it isn't. What you do is you sit on your couch, you get a nice woods type of setting, you get a pine cone freshener, put it right there, it's like you're outside. It works perfectly.
Never have to go outside again.
I know, it's like you're outside, but you're on the comfort of your couch.
But even these VR games, they when you put the headset on, they make you use a controller.
Yeah.
So you're not getting any exercise, you're not doing anything.
That's
you're
what
just,
I'm saying.
Yeah, you're just sitting there,
and you're just your head is surrounded by noise and light.
Oh, humanity.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? Technology!
No.
Well, you don't like TV.
You're right.
You're way behind.
That's okay. I'll stick that way.
You're ridiculous. Nah.
Kyle, we're glad to have you back on the show, guesting this week.
Right, I appreciate that, guys. And I'm sure, you know, I think I heard somebody say in the hallway that you guys had like a welcome gift for me. I don't know. I had my ear to the door.
The last time I did promise you a sticker, and we did not send you away with a sticker, so you will get your sticker this time.
Yes. But you got to put your email and email us at freakaccident.com. Yeah. So get that done first.
Yeah.
We'll mail it to you tomorrow or next year.
Or whenever I get around to buying stamps. That would require me to actually have to drive to the post office and purchase stamps.
Do it virtually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you print them online?
What?
Stamps.
Stamps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
So you wouldn't using necessarily certain, have to leave your house.
Using a certain service that will remain nameless until they start paying us. Then
sure.
Then I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If you got some money, yo, we'll talk about you.
They just toss us a couple bucks. Yeah, we'll mention you. This podcast reached far and wide. International.
The inner sewers of the world.
We got like listeners in Johannesburg and things like that, right?
The sewers of New York.
No, Johannesburg is in South Africa.
I know, I'm saying somewhere else.
Okay. The Ninja Turtles are fans then.
Yes.
Ah.
I think our listeners want to know what we're going to be talking about.
Why do you try and change the subject every time we get off on a really good tangent? You try and pull me back to reality.
Because that's where we need to be.
All right, fair enough.
Yo, back to reality.
And there it goes again.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, I didn't know them either, but I knew this part where I waved my hand around.
Yeah, you put your head
Kyle,
down.
For being the whitest man on earth, you have incredibly street motions. Like, he's doing, like, the hand dip and everything else in here. Like,
that's all I got.
He's gangsta.
Wait. There it is. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm doing it. So, on the show this week, we've got a news update, a whole slew of topics that we're going to get to.
Give me a tease on one of them.
Authorities are baffled by clowns.
Ooh.
There's a clown invasion happening, and people don't know how to stop it.
The invasion of the clowns.
Yeah. It's like Independence Day, but with the circus.
That was such a bad nose.
Yeah, well...
Especially when we have the actual...
You weren't pressing it.
There we go. We have that button, and he insists on going, ah, ah.
See, it's so much more
fun. Motion.
All right.
Aruga.
Yeah. I don't know why I even need this. I have you.
Yeah.
You could just, I'll just put some reverb on you.
Aruga.
It's the same thing. It's exactly the same. So news update. Right. Stick around. Listen to that. There's going to be clowns. We've also got a mattress store that had probably the most terrible sales idea in history.
It's the worst.
The creepiest thing besides clowns that hikers and campers have seen in the woods. We're going to recount some of these stories that were posted in a Reddit AMA. We've got a woman who spent way too much money trying to save her pet. We will save the pet for that segment because your mind will be blown when you hear what kind of pet she spent all this money on.
Ridiculous.
And we've got another sports segment as well. A lot of stuff going down. WWE Backlash, UFC 203, and of course, NFL Week 1.
Oh, yes.
So a fan favorite, a listener favorite is going to be making a return this week.
And after I learned a little something, we may be bringing back a little bet.
Because
of a certain team facing another person's certain team.
Oh.
Oh, Kyle, it's going to be fun.
Brace yourself, son.
Everybody looks at me like this, and I'm just waiting for, like, a shoe to drop, like the pie to hit me or something like that. Or
we've got tar hidden in the ceiling. It's going to drop on you, and then we're going to just gonna throw feathers at you.
That's what happened to the last guy.
Splat.
See? No sound effects needed.
Wait. Go ahead.
Splat!
I liked that noise better.
Whatever. Was ready for it.
Whatever. Get plenty more noises on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on Connect.
News update.
Our first topic of discussion has all to do with the health of one of our current presidential candidates.
Yes, Hillary Clinton.
Not the mental health of Donald Trump either.
No.
I'm talking about the ongoing health problems of one Hillary Rodham Clinton, former Secretary of State. She had quite a campaign trail going on the other week.
Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
Fudge!
I've been talking so...
Ah, she's dying.
That's what happens when I talk. Just...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, somebody should really teach her, like, microphone etiquette. You don't keep the mic by your face while you're having a coughing attack. You move it away. That's why they have unidirectional microphones.
Look at us talking all technical.
Yeah.
You think it's a cry for help? Like, her handlers won't let her just stop.
Yeah.
Like, she just, she's like, guys, I just need, like, a day or two. I'm like, no, get Hillary, get out there in front of that microphone. She's,
I'm doing
either
fine.
That or what if it's the other way around? What if they're like, look, you need to sit down. And she's like,
no, the people need me.
So what's going on?
All of these people played $100 a head to get in this place. I gotta show up.
$100?
I don't know. A lot of people will have to pay to get into her events, don't they?
Like $50,000.
So you're mocking me for undershooting by thousands. Like,
maybe that one where she hacks all day, they paid $100 because they're not really getting the show.
I want a refund. But yeah, she's got pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia.
At least that was because the whole thing is they said for the longest time, nah, she's fine. Her health is, she's totally fine. Even though, like, you could tell she looks, like, very sullen and drawn. They're like, no, she's fine. She's perfectly healthy. Look at her open these pickles and everything else. And then,
what?
No, that was on, was that on Kimmel?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kimmel had her open a jar of pickles to demonstrate her strength.
Really?
Which means now I want Mickey to open a jar of pickles just to prove that she's just as strong as Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to glue it.
Next week on the show.
You're going to glue it.
Drew's sitting here the whole show. Please!
So then they finally came out and said, okay, fine. She's got pneumonia after she spent an entire weekend coughing. I think it was last weekend.
I'd feel really great if I was in that crowd getting the coughs on me.
Yeah, just... it's not contagious or anything. Pneumonia. Well, actually, it is.
Did you see her at that event? She's going around. She's, like, kissing everybody.
Oh, my God.
And, like, shaking hands. It's, like, coughing into her hand, then reaching out and shaking hands. Like, great. You just killed probably at least 3 people today.
I think what she did, she's like, I'm on the fence here. Anybody on the fence, you going to vote for me or Donald Trump? And those are the people she coughed on.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't want them to get to the polls.
Sure,
too much. Yeah.
Sure.
Smart
strategy, actually, yeah. Yeah. But then there was that video of her... She was leaving a 9/11 memorial, and she was standing outside, and she was kind of like sort of teetering a little back and forth. And then the video, Secret Service suddenly swarms in, and they like carry her into this van that pulls up. But if you look real close, you could see on the ground her foot is like dragging dead weight along the ground. She was totally unconscious.
So she fainted.
Yeah. They tried to play it off. She was like, oh, no, I feel better now, but I just got a little lightheaded. No, you practically died, and they probably had to defibrillate you in the van once they got you inside there.
They probably hooked up an IV with like water, fluids, and everything. Just get it in her, please.
They stuck an adrenaline needle related to her heart. Just poof.
Clinton!
I've heard every diagnosis diagnosis from this, though, from, like, she's got Tourette's to scoliosis. Like, people have no idea. They just... Yeah. They want her to have every single possible disease you can have.
Like, Marfan's disease.
And there was an article that said Hillary Clinton has 1 year to live. And I'm just like, is it that bad? You know what I mean? Like, she coughed a couple times. They did drag her away.
Yeah.
But she'd be okay, right? I mean, I've been drugged into a car before.
Yeah, but you were drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And drugged. It was me. I remember.
I knew
there.
It. Let's go. That's how we got him here.
Right, yeah. Nobody would come here by their own will.
No.
No.
Mickey?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, yeah. Get well soon.
Yeah. I mean, she's a person.
You at least have to make it to November, because I don't know what happens if you die before then.
We get Trump, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, see, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. You at least got to make a contest out of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, catfish, come on my lawn. Oh, catfish, come in my hat.
Thanks to Duke Special for that one.
It's a special from Duke.
This is sort of a haunting story. From a certain perspective, I guess. Imagine you're just walking around Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where you spend most of your days. Imagine you're just walking around Philly, and suddenly a catfish falls out of the sky and hits you in the face.
Is this like another sci-fi movie?
Kinda. It feels like it would be, right?
Just bad timing.
I suppose. Incredibly bad timing. I would be a little afraid at that point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every once in a while you read a story about, like, a meteor comes out of space and, like, hits somebody's headlight or something like that on their car. I've always thought if I want to die, I want it to be by a meteor. I want a meteor to fall out of... I want a space rock made of metal to fall out of the sky and smash me in the face. That's how I want to die. What a great way to go.
Yeah, but this is a catfish.
Yeah. And not quite the same.
In case you don't know, catfish don't fly.
No, right.
Just they're putting that out there.
That's if this happened, I'd have been like, no, I said meteor, not fish.
Not medium fish.
Apparently, this thing, it hit her pretty hard. It actually, like, knocked her off balance a little bit.
Well, yeah.
They're saying it probably, the people who came in to investigate it, said it probably traveled more than 50 feet before it hit her in the head.
Why?
They're guessing, their best guess, because they don't know for sure. Their best guess is that a hawk or an eagle or something grabbed the catfish out of the water and was flying away with it and then dropped it accidentally, and it flew down and smashed this poor lady in the mouth.
I have problems with this story, because this is what, like Center City, Philly?
This is right by the Rocky Balboa statue.
So where does the animal get the catfish? Because you can fish in the river, like I get that. Yeah. But where in Philadelphia is it that close that maybe my like geography is wrong, or I don't know where water things are, but where the heck does the catfish come from? And then second, what specialized thing do you need to investigate this? Like, who's the catfish investigating? Like, oh, you got hit with a catfish? We need to call this number. You know, and they come and they're like, no, it's a hawk. And you're just, what do you mean?
It's Philly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing this case to a whole new level. How do we know there was only one catfish? What if one came from the grassy knoll?
What if there's a prowler out there who's just going around in like a bandit mask and hurling fish at people?
Yeah, the fishy bandit.
Yeah,
the catfish bandit. Ooh, he's a catfish burglar.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because fish is hitting everybody out here.
Oh, it's our favorite doctor. He's back.
Yeah, this dude's been on the show a couple times already. We've talked about him. Malachi Love Robinson.
Oh, now we remember the name.
Yeah.
Dr. Love.
He's 19 now, apparently. Okay. He was underage the first time he was charged with a crime.
And what was that crime?
Kyle, have you heard about this story? This guy, this kid who pretended to be a doctor?
No.
Yeah, he was doing like all-natural homeopathic... He opened his own practice, and he was doing, like, all natural care for people. He had patients. He pretended to be, like, a gynecologist and things. And
that's a bad one.
Yeah, nah, it's pretty terrible. But he faked being a doctor until he finally got caught, and he got, like, arrested. I don't know if he was charged or if he's out on bail or whatever, but he's been arrested again.
For what?
The kid just can't stay out of trouble. This time he's been arrested for fraud. He's accused of trying to buy a Jaguar, or is it Jaguar?
It's Jaguar. Right? Please, Jaguar.
Please tell me it's the car what? And not the animal.
Yeah. it's the car. So that's what I'm saying. It's Jaguar. Right?
Jaguar.
When you want luxury,
you want Jaguar.
I don't know why I did
that. You want electrical problems? What?
Right. So he tried to buy it with the help of an elderly cosigner without her knowledge.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's an awful person.
This kid is some kind of sociopath that he's going to grow up and become, I don't know, a Dexter type or some kind of villain who's going to just not care about what happens to people and just use whatever he can to get ahead.
I wonder what his backup plan was if she didn't sign it. Was he going to go like, well, since you won't sign for that car, would you like me to fill out your prescriptions?
Yeah.
What do you have here? Heart medicine? All right, we got this. We're good.
I think it needs to be recruited by like the CIA or something like that, right? If you can go that long being like a medical doctor in your teens.
Like faking it the
whole
way?
Yeah, does that say more about him or more about the people that were showing up? Like, I could go to my doctor and I'll tell you in 1 second if he's real or not. I mean,
You probably should research the doctor you're going to visit before you do, too.
Oh, you look a little young for your age. Well, I'm actually 16. Oh, Doogie Howser. Yeah. That's your doctor.
Yeah, you know it's a problem when your doctor says, I gotta go, my mom's picking me up.
Creepy.
Yeah, this is terrifying. Does anyone here actually like clowns? Anyone in this room?
They don't bother me.
Neither here nor there.
I know a couple people. Like, Hello Nurse is terrified of clowns. I've met other people who just have, like, incredible clown phobia. They're really afraid of them.
My other, also terrified.
Okay.
Of clowns.
Waffle Wench?
The Waffle Wench. That W right. Square?
Dubs.
Oh, Dubs. Dubs. Okay, yeah. That's better.
Dubs is afraid of clowns as well. Okay.
I know people. My class president when I was in high school, I think it was like the final day senior when we had the lock-in and they brought a clown. She literally like hid in the corner crying because of clown.
Tim Curry dressed up as like the clown from It?
No, it looked like a regular clown. I'm like, it's a person. Like, this isn't, he's not going to kill you, but it's because movies like It and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, yeah. Which didn't do clowns any justice.
No.
So now, though, if you are afraid of clowns, don't move south. Because there have been a slew of reported sightings of really creepy-looking clowns lurking in and around different neighborhoods and areas in the south. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I talked about... We posted it on our website as well. You can go to freakaccident.com and read about it. In South Carolina, this clown was near this residential complex and was trying to lure children into the woods in Greenfield, South Carolina. And ever since, apparently, there have been more sightings, like, all over the South. This isn't contained to just one spot.
Wasn't Gacy, like, really into clowns?
Maybe.
Yeah, no, he did dress up like a clown and everything like that.
So we got a whole bunch of sociopaths wandering around. Fantastic.
There have been stories like this in the past. Like, there was one in Green Bay a couple of years ago. There was one somewhere in England, I remember, that was wandering around scaring people.
Well, that one in England, he was just standing there with a balloon, I remember.
Yeah.
And just staring.
Yeah.
If there's somebody who's outside the circus or a kid's party dressed as a clown, just arrest them.
This is what I mean when I say, like, it feels like there's some kind of, like, you've seen Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like there's an interdimensional rift that has opened up, except instead of the Demogorgon coming through, it's a bunch of clowns. Like, it was just one or two at a time before, and then, like, the rift would close and the clown would disappear. But now they're coming in droves, in waves. So we're facing a clown invasion here. We need to build, like, a Jaeger-type robot, like in Pacific Rim. To just squash these mofos when they come out next time.
I know what it is. It's all the ICP people.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's an insane clown posse festival, and people are just confused. That makes
Juggalos
sense.
Coming out. And I've heard that they are asking people actually not to dress up as clowns
in that area. The police are saying, tonight we've received several calls about clowns in a van and in a wooded areas trying to talk to children. This behavior is not cute or funny. Understand that if officers see this behavior, you're going to have a conversation with them. And if applicable, you may face criminal charges. In other words, you're going to find out whether or not clown lives matter. So saith the police. Seriously, get out of the South, though.
Yeah.
Buzz, 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 bumblebees. You brought stripes back home to me. Now we're a happy family.
They're dead.
Thank you, John Brooks, for that.
And my little additive at the end.
Yes, the smushing sound. South Carolina, you done screwed up.
Big time.
Yeah. While they're trying to spray for Zika, which I didn't think Zika was in South Carolina. I thought it was just in Florida.
There's been a couple cases.
Oh, have there?
But not enough to do what they did.
It's creeping north. Does that mean I'm going to end up with one of those weird-shaped heads?
You're born already, so you're okay.
I don't know. I've had various people call me childish, say I'm like a baby.
You
so,
crawl back in the womb at night.
Are you a fetus?
I haven't checked recently.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Anyway, South Carolina was trying to spray with insecticide to prevent Zika, and they accidentally killed millions of honeybees in the process.
Oh.
Good, yeah. It's not like honeybees disappearing and colony collapse. Nah, that's not a problem at all. You can just waste them by the millions, and it's no big deal.
I heard this story was first reported on BuzzFeed.
Yeah! 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 Wait for it. Hang on. Big end.
I had to give you the whole time because it's been a while since we've done that. Yeah. So, yeah, now the bees are dead. Great job, guys. Great job. Honeybees are actually helpful, too. Like, they pollinate things. They help with fruit crops. They're kind of necessary to our ecosystem.
Yeah, we've had some serious problems keeping them around.
That's what I mean. I saw a picture not too long ago where it showed, like, a produce aisle. And it was like, if honeybees disappeared, this is how much fruit we'd have left. And it was like tangerines, and that was it.
Oh, gross.
So, yeah. Honeybees are kind of important. So when you kill them by the millions, understand people are going to get mad.
Yeah.
How did they screw up this bad?
They said that they sprayed. I guess they were allowed to spray it like an earlier in time, but they didn't inform any of the beekeepers of what was going on, and they sprayed later on in the morning where all the bees were already out.
Okay, so they couldn't, the beekeepers couldn't like put them under shelter or protect
right,
them or anything
yeah.
like that. Great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was just a government sting.
Yeah! Yeah! Twofer! Just for you listening.
I can dig that. Absolutely. Seriously, be a little bit more responsible, guys. Yes. I'm waiting for people to get sprayed with insecticide and die as a result
Please
of
do.
Something.
Please
My
do.
My God! There's Mickey for you. Ready to hear about the worst judge of all time?
This guy might be the worst person ever. Kyle, have you heard about this guy?
Is this our Canadian friend?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, he's heard about him. Mickey hasn't heard.
Wait a minute. This isn't the judges from the Luzerne County area, is it?
No. This is much worse.
I mean, this guy would fit right in around our home area because, listener, in case you're not familiar with, we're from, like, the Scranton area, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, also known as the most corrupt county in the country. So, yeah.
Kids for cash.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Kids for cash scam.
Everybody's heard about that. So this guy would fit in here. A judge in Canada is facing removal from the bench for his conduct when he asked a woman in a rape case, a woman who was raped, he asked her, "Why couldn't you just keep your knees together?"
Silence. Now, to be fair, there is a checklist when you're going through a rape case, and that's number one. You have to just ask that.
But you don't do it when you're the judge.
No, that's the only guy that can do it. He's got the list in front. He just says, "Could you have kept your legs shut?" She's like, well, no, I was raped. And then he gets to the second part of it. You know what I mean? But you have to hit question one first.
I can't tell if you're joking anymore.
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say,
please be joking.
That's
because
my legalese.
I mean, I hate Canada enough as it is. Now I really hate Canada.
Wow.
Your procedural system is broken if that was true.
No, but the judge said he asked her, could she have, like, taken her pelvis a different way away from the sink to prevent this from happening? Like, yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, he asked her why she didn't skew her pelvis.
Like, if you're raped and you're a judge and dealing with someone who got raped or allegedly, you have to deal with delicate hands.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Point.
Can I ask why you're not a judo master and you didn't just hip toss this dude into the bathtub by his head first?
There are a lot of women who cry rape that have not been, so...
But you can't just immediately assume.
He wasn't assuming, though. He was asking an honest question. Could you have gotten yourself out of the way?
Different way to word it.
You could go about a situation like this, I think, with a little more tact. Let's just put it that way.
Eh.
It's weird that you're the female on this though, because I'm on this side and I'm thinking like rape in itself is, it's just like evil. And if you're there and it happens to you, I'm guessing you couldn't do anything about it because it happened. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be rape if...
Rape is bad. Rape isn't a good situation, but women are evil too. So, there is that.
Okay, moving on, quickly!
This song is called Panda.
Yeah.
And it's by a guy named Designer.
Designer.
He's got two eyes in there. Designer.
Yeah, that's how he spells it.
I can dig it.
A giant panda is no longer listed as endangered. Good news.
Yay, pandas.
Good news. Yes, the giant panda no longer listed as endangered. And that's good because they were really close there for a while.
Yeah.
From being extinct because they refused to, well...
mate.
Copulate. Yeah.
Yeah, they, well, they took care of it.
A couple were just born somewhere, too, weren't they?
Probably like, China, where it normally happens.
Yeah, two or three, I think, were born in captivity somewhere. Because that's... Most pandas now reside in inactivity? In captivity.
They just come out dancing.
There's a lot of activities that pandas are involved in. Yeah. So,
Kung Fu.
Unfortunately, just not ones where they need to breed.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
But now, that's good. That is great news, you know, because they've been working with these pandas, trying to pair them off to get them to procreate. It's been working. It seems like every other week they're like, there's a new panda baby, we're going to need to name it. Just don't make it an online poll, because people will vote Harambe. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, they almost named they're trying to get the Cincinnati Bengals, my football
the
team.
The Cincinnati Harambe.
Yeah.
Or Panda McPandy Face.
right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think the Chinese just voted a ship actually be named Harambe McBoatface is what they voted an online poll to name this
Please
Chinese
Please tell
vessel.
Me that that's real. My life would improve so much if that was true.
Oh, sweet.
I love the internet. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Well, that is your news update. Up next, a mattress store made a terrible, terrible decision.
So bad.
On a freak accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Who's there?
These guys are dumb. Not these guys.
Not Psycho Stick. No, the makers of the song, but the people, the focus of this story, are incredibly dumb. Just, I mean, how can you be so... Oh, yeah, listen to that growl. how can you be this detached from reality, this removed from common sense, that you sit down at a meeting with your employees...
With your business.
Sure, and you think, we need to come up with a good sale. We need a good gimmick for a sale. I know. Let's do a 9/11 sale.
Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress.
Twin price.
Queen mattress.
Twin price.
King mattress.
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
They fall into mattresses.
Yeah, you need to understand. There's
we'll never
two.
Forget.
We'll never forget. Neither will we after seeing this.
No.
There's two giant towers of mattresses that they've put up. And then they dive into them and knock them over.
Let's just really?
Let that soak in.
Somewhere there was a meeting where they thought
somebody
this was,
great. Like, multiple. Yes. This went through multiple people. This was suggested, brought to the suggested, tabled, voted on, agreed upon, scripted, shot, edited, produced, and put on the air. And no one in that entire process thought maybe, just maybe, this is a little bit insensitive and crude.
I want to know who was dumb enough to film this.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody in this process thought this was a good idea or thought this was a bad idea.
I think it was simply a family. It was one family, so stupid kind of runs in it, and they filmed it. Because if you look at the film, it's not like it was well produced.
Oh, okay.
It's probably Cousin Joe with his VCR camcorder that he still uses.
It looked like that.
Yeah. This is Miracle Mattress is the name of the place in San Antonio, Texas. They are now closed until further notice following the backlash from putting out this ad. And I can't really say that I blame them. Well, rather, I don't blame the people for the backlash. You should definitely be closed. In fact, you should probably be Molotov cocktailed, for as far as I'm concerned.
You should have to move out of the country at that
point.
I get freedom of speech and expression, but there's some things you don't touch. I know that they tried to reason with them, with people, and tell their side of the story or an apology when a news station down in San Antonio talked to them. I think we got a club.
Charisse Bonanno says she didn't realize this 20-second ad would cause the controversy it has.
It was stupid. It was a stupid idea that we sent out. We apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Nope.
No. No, no, we don't.
No forgiveness. No mercy. We will never forget.
Sleep it off. Maybe you'll be okay.
I get it. Sleep it off because it's a mattress.
Now, before they closed down, when the sale was going on over the weekend leading up to the anniversary of 9/11, they said to make up for it, all sales, all portions of sales will go to 9/11 victims. Not sure they want the money from that.
Yeah, no.
Not sure.
Not after what you did.
No, you can't. You can't then try to double up on the advertising, going, okay, well, we made this terrible ad about 9/11. Now we're going to bank off of that and make money off of the victims.
I'd like to point out, a couple years ago, The Onion had a fake advertisement. Do you remember this
Subway.
One? It was Subway. It was the two subs for $9.11.
Ugh.
And it was, you will never forget this deal. And, you know, it was, granted, it was kind of like one of those, ooh, but it was The Onion. The Onion did it because basically they were saying nobody would be stupid enough to actually run an ad like this. You would have to be inebriated in some manner of speaking. These people, it's like they saw that and said, you know what, that would be a great idea. We should incorporate a deal like that in our store.
That's something that thing from The Onion is always shared on an anniversary of 9/11. Terrible thing to share, but it's shared a lot. That's what I'm wondering, if they saw that and go, Subway's doing it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they might have thought it was legitimate and they thought, oh yeah, we should do a 9/11 deal of our own. Not even thinking twice to check the source.
Well,
go to Snopes. Do something. Have common sense. Have a little decency.
Well, at least we know that they won't be doing a commercial again. So, they're done.
I hope you burn down.
Yeah. Yeah, they're awful people. Can we move on to something
else? Yes, yes. Let's please move on. We're going to move on now to the creepiest things hikers and campers have ever seen in the woods.
Ooh.
Not clowns.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
There's all the
Todd Ault setting the mood for us.
It's a perfect song for the perfect story.
Does anybody here hike or camp?
Nope.
Ah, Kyle does.
Forcibly, yes.
Oh, so you don't like doing it.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, something happened in my brain where I just started hating, like, the outside world. You know what I mean? Give me, like, an air-conditioned dark room. Set.
He's telling me before why he's putting on weight and he's not moving around much. He's not active. I'm kind of putting the puzzle together.
Dubs is always like, she's like, you know, we got to go hike. She tricks me into going on these hikes. Like, she'll tell me, like, hey, we're going to go, like, to Best Buy and we're going to get some ice cream.
You're going to go to the doctor.
Yeah, like, the difference is we're going to the one in the next county and we have to walk there.
That's right. It just happens to be at Hickory Run, which is a state park around here. We're going to cut through there. Wear your hiking shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need this to get an Apple TV. That's weird.
So, granted, have you ever seen anything peculiar, creepy, strange while you're out hiking or camping? Anything that really stands out in your mind?
No, not seen. Like, I've heard things where you wonder what the heck that was, but never.
Like noises?
Yeah.
Like while you're out there?
Yeah.
Okay. These are some stories. This was in an Ask Reddit thread.
Okay.
Where, you know, people ask interesting questions sometimes. Most of the time, the questions are vapid and not really worth anything. But somebody asked, what was the creepiest or scariest thing you've ever seen while you were hiking or camping? And some of these are pretty creepy. Like, the one, I'm kind of going to paraphrase because a lot of these people are way too wordy. But this guy talks about how he's laying in his tent with his wife, and all of a sudden, there's a bright light that just engulfs the entire tent. And so, like, he gets up and sticks his head out, and there's nobody there. And then so he goes, he lays back down, and a couple minutes later, there's another light. It just engulfs the whole tent. He gets up, sticks his head out, nothing there. So he goes and lays back down.
He probably kept laying down on his cell phone and didn't realize it.
It's actually something not quite as dumb, but something still pretty dumb. Like, he goes, finally, he sits outside the tent to wait and he can to see if he can see what's going on. And apparently, a bunch of lightning bugs were landing on the tent. And then all of them were flashing at the same time,
oh,
and then they would fly off. So that was where, like, this sudden engulfing light would come from, and then it would just disappear.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I mean, I could get why it would be creepy if you're out in the woods alone, and all of a sudden there's a light that keeps shining on your tent.
This is what's bothering me about animals and creatures.
They're coordinating their efforts.
They are. They just had that story come out this week about dolphins. They're saying they're having conversations. I mean, I think it's time to take away the dolphin-free tuna. Let's kill them all. I don't mean to be paranoid, but come on. And these?
They're getting too smart for their own good.
Yeah.
There you go. You heard it from a freak accident.
Well, you would need, what, like 6,000 lightning bugs for this to happen? You don't know, how many would you need to get on a tent to shine through the tent and to be bright enough for you to be like, oh, my God.
Probably at least a couple hundred. I mean, they're pretty bright. You know, they give off a lot of light. Per bug.
Yeah.
I would just roll around
butt.
In them.
Yeah. What, how many lumens does a single lightning bug give off?
.05.
We need a scientist who isn't me to email this show and tell me. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. The next one was a guy and a couple friends were out hiking in Colorado. They made camp. Somebody else came into the same clearing as them and also set up camp like across the clearing. It's like, whatever. They wake up in the morning and the other person's tent is completely torn to shreds and the person is completely missing.
They were smoking pot. It's Colorado.
Apparently, a ranger came through the clearing recently and asked where the bear went. Apparently, this other person had food in their tent. Mm. The bear came looking for the food and tore the tent apart trying to get to the food. And I guess the lady up and ran off to go get her park ranger. Didn't bother to tell the people in the tent across the clearing, look out, bear! Just leave them to die while you run to safety. I mean, I guess that's how it works, right? You trip the slowest person to get away from the bear.
I actually read about that story on the news, and they're still looking for the bear, but they do have one moment they heard somebody in the heard something from the bushes go, hey, boo-boo.
This guy posted three tales that he had. One was, after thinking that a particular area under a tree and against a rock looked like a great place to set up for the night, I found a shredded sleeping bag and old, we're talking 20 years or more, camp supplies. Also found a lot of bones, too. Ribs and vertebrae. Probably elk, but maybe not. I camped elsewhere.
You don't camp after that.
Yeah, no, wow. I'm staying in a house with a locked door forever. I'm joining you in the cold, dark room, Kyle.
You get the Oculus VR, you sit back, and yep. You enjoy your life.
Number two was, found a deer... This is the same guy. Found a deer... Maybe this stuff just follows him around.
Yeah, if you notice, yeah. This hasn't happened to everybody. It's happening to this dude.
Found a deer skull in the middle of a recently frozen over lake pond. Major snow the night before. The skull was sitting on top of the fresh powder with no tracks anywhere I could see and no other bones.
I'm starting to think he's a schizophrenic and is killing animals.
Maybe. Woke up to a squirrel literally nailed to a tree outside my shelter.
What?
I had made camp late and tired and in dying light, so I might not have noticed it the night before, but I think I would have, which means it happened sometime while I was asleep.
Or he thought he was asleep.
Yeah.
He's either blacking out or he's got a friend who's just following him, trying to screw with this guy so bad that he's, like, placing deer heads places and nailing squirrels to trees. Like, I'm going to get you good.
That's a pretty extreme joke he's pulling on.
That's a good friend.
Low-tier computer says, a buddy and I were hiking at dawn during a camping trip. Walking along the path, I heard a zing like a bird chirp by my ear. A second or so later, a tree kind of pops next to my buddy. He almost got shot.
Oh.
Somebody was hunting, and the bullet grazed his ear.
I'm never going camping.
Yeah, now you can't, right?
No, why would you? You know, if you listening have a weird camping story, we'd love to hear it. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Here's another one. This one's weird. Middle of the night, there's three people inside of a dome tent when all of a sudden something starts pushing in on the one wall of the tent.
Was it a clown?
So they, I'm assuming it was. This person who's telling the story said, everybody freaked. I assumed, whatever. So I jumped up and punched whatever it was coming through. connected with something. It felt like flesh. He said, now everybody's freaking out. I tried to convince somebody to look outside. Took 15 minutes before anybody would look out, and when they did, there was nothing there.
And then when he went home, he said, Mom, how'd you get that black eye?
I mean, these are all, like, there are more creepy ones in this thread. I mean, but I could tell you, one of the weirdest stories I ever heard was people who went hiking, and they took this one trail that was, like, a little bit less trodden, I suppose.
Okay.
And they, while they're walking, they're seeing, like, children's toys hanging from the trees and things like that, and like mutilated Ooh. Dolls and stuff. At that point, you run. You just turn around and you run until you die. You just keep running until you can't move your legs anymore.
They probably got lost in one of the backyard haunts.
Maybe out in the middle of the woods, though?
Well, where do you think our local haunt is located?
But this sounds like it was, I mean, he's talking about like deep into the woods, like really deep.
Like a half mile from the road?
I don't know. It's his story.
Yeah. I don't know. This wasn't, like I said, this was something that I read somewhere on the internet one time. So okay. I didn't know this person or anything, but I mean, that would spook me. Listener, yeah, like Lazy E said, if you've got a creepy camping or hiking story, send it to freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'll send you a sticker, and we'll all share in your creepy experience.
And never go camping.
Yes, never. That's the moral of this story, because every story that we talk about needs a moral, is do not go camping.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
I'm just a stupid goldfish. I swim round and round and round and round. Cover a whole lot of distance, but I never seem to make any ground.
Justin Wallace capturing the life of a goldfish there. Goldfish are kind of cool.
I had one. Well, my brother had one when I was younger. And he got it from one of those church bazaars. It lasted 10 years.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is, we thought, okay, we'll get him a bigger goldfish tank. Don't do that, because they grow to the tank.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, we couldn't flush it when it died.
Oh, my.
You had to bury it.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, if we would have flushed it, say goodbye to the toilet system. You think my megacolon's bad? How about a, like, 20-pound fish?
Yeah, okay. So, Mickey, do you have any goldfish, or are yours all kind of, like, koi and, you know?
No, there is a goldfish in there, okay. And there's another type of goldfish, like a black thingy fish.
So it's not like fancy saltwater fish or anything.
No,
it's just like
no,
normal.
Because okay. I would kill those.
Those take a lot of work.
They do.
You got to build coral for them and everything else. That's just way too much freaking time. But anyway, we've all, I think, experienced. Do we all have pets, or we've all had pets throughout our lives? Okay. You get attached to your pets, right? The pet means a lot to you. Have any of us ever had something catastrophic happen to our pet where you've had to take it in to the vet and pay a lot of money to try and keep it alive?
You know, I took my cat for chemo treatments.
Right, yeah.
And it cost a lot. I mean, I don't regret doing it. I drove down near Philly to do it every month. And
your cat means a lot to you.
Well, yeah, it becomes your family.
Sure.
You know? Kyle, did you have something?
Yeah, my dog got real sick, and just walking in the door to these places cost you like $500 just to walk in the door.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're like your children. You know what I mean? You're going to do anything that you can, you know, to help them out. Like, I had a dog the one time that his stomach flipped over, and there was nothing we can do about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess bigger dogs, when they eat sometimes, if they go out and they play, the stomach turns. And you can't, there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, see, that whole don't swim 30 minutes after you eat a sandwich or whatever, that's true, but for dogs.
Yeah.
I've swim minutes after eating a sandwich, and nothing happened to me.
You tried, though. They tied bricks to your feet.
Yeah.
They couldn't get rid of you.
I can drink a gallon of milk in under an hour or two. I've done that. Your fables are lies. Mickey, you care about your dogs, obviously.
To an extent.
So you wouldn't spend, like, a fortune to try and save them if something went catastrophically wrong.
It depends on the situation.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we mentioned goldfish before, and now we're just talking about how you get attached to your animals, because a woman paid $375 to save her $9 goldfish.
Nope.
No.
At that point, flush.
That's it.
And then one day, I guess, she saw that the fish, his eyes were just huge. Like, they were bugging out of his head. And she's like, what's wrong?
He saw the clown.
Those clowns are getting in everywhere. So apparently she watched him, and it looked like he was choking. Like he couldn't breathe. So she took him to the vet.
Did she try the Heimlich first?
Emma Marsh of Queensland, Australia, took him to the vet. where she had to pay $375. Now, the fish's name is Conker.
He didn't.
He was originally $9. He was about 2 inches long and weighs 0.03 pounds. They took him to the vet, and the veterinarians dripped anesthetic into his water until he fell asleep. They tilted the fish's mouth slightly out of the water and placed forceps in where they dislodged a pebble that it had swallowed, and the pebble had gotten stuck in his head, and he was actually choking.
So they saved the
fish. They actually saved the fish. Kudos to that vet for even giving a crap and for knowing what to do.
$375, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not justifying her paying that, but at least it wasn't money gone to waste. It didn't die.
Yeah. No, it lived. The emergency consultation cost $65, while the anesthetic and overnight stay cost $300, according to the Courier Mail. I mean, look, I'm picturing, and I could be off base, I'm picturing a woman who lives alone,
yep,
who, like, doesn't really have any friends or family to speak of, and this fish is probably her life. You know, she probably loves feeding this fish, yeah, washing this fish, taking care of this fish. So when she saw something go wrong with it, she probably panicked and was willing to do it. Kind of like you're talking about your dog, Kyle. Lazy E's talking about his cat. I had a situation with my dog when I was younger, too. This lady doesn't probably have a dog or a cat. Maybe she does. I don't know. But I'm assuming this fish meant a lot to her to the point where she was willing to do this.
It is ridiculous in our heads, and probably you listening, but when you put it in that perspective...
That's what I'm saying.
And if you have the money, what are you going to do? Go out and spend it at a casino or something? At least you're doing it for good.
The money's what I thought of. Like, if you're filthy rich, you know, you can just go blow $350 on your goldfish. But the best part about the entire thing... Goldfish doesn't remember a thing.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He gets back into his tank 30 seconds later. He's like, man, I'm hungry.
Well, to be fair, they're doing a couple weeks of therapy. You know,
I haven't eaten in my entire life. I'm starving right now.
Oh, look, a pebble.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
There's a lot going on in the sports world.
Tons.
Kyle was tickled by that intro, I think.
I love it.
He's just sitting there giggling to himself. Yeah, yeah. So this is a sports segment enough to talk about that we decided to dedicate an entire segment to it. The first thing that we really need to touch on is the thing everybody was talking about last week. UFC 203 occurred Saturday night. This one was one a lot of people were looking forward to, if for no other reason than it finally featured the debut of CM Punk.
This is why UFC sold. Their last two, well, one in the last couple months, two in the last couple months, their pay-per-views were highlighted by former or current WWE stars.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar in 200.
They don't have any stars.
No, they don't. No, they don't at all. And I mean, this is honestly, I will give credit where credit's due to Punk. I thought this would never actually happen.
Yeah, at least
we
did it.
We said for the last 2 years, yep, we said he'll never actually fight. He'll never actually get out there. He's just going to keep pushing it back and keep making excuses because he's a wuss.
But he stepped
up. And he's a crybaby. He stepped up. He got in the ring. I'll give you that.
And we actually have. Now, this might be illegal. We might get arrested for this. This is audio. We're going to air the complete match for you right now on a freak accident.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's his entrance. All right. Because he came out to Cult of Personality.
Yeah. Here we go. And there it was. 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
That's all he lasted. Yeah. Mickey Gall just dismantled him.
I heard he looked like he needed to eat a sandwich.
Well, yeah. He's skinny. He's wafy. He has no muscle definition, really, to speak of. I mean, he is what I went on a diet because I don't want to be anymore. He's skinny fat.
Yeah.
He is. He's skinny, but he's soft looking. Like, there's nothing to him. So he gets out there, again, to his credit, gets in the ring. Mickey Gall is an animal. This kid's undefeated so far. And he gets out there, takes him down in like 2 seconds.
Well, Punk did the one thing you never do, especially if you're inexperienced. He charged him.
Yeah, he charged him and he went high.
Yeah, you never go high.
He tried to punch him in the head and Gall just went, nope, ducked, picked him up in a double leg and dropped him to the mat. And then Punk's trying to do some kind of defense, and he's trying to, like, hit him in the side of the head, and Gall just starts wailing on him with these overhead punches, like freaking comets coming from the other side of the solar system.
And then he just chokes him out.
Then he gets behind him, chokes him out, 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Punk did not get in one bit of offense.
To put in perspective how short this was, someone had a live stream on Facebook of them watching it. Usually these things are shut down before it gets anywhere. It aired the whole match. They didn't have time to take it down. 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah.
Sounds like I could probably do about 2 minutes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think in the ring. I could just run away for that long. You know, I'm not going to hit in.
Yeah. Just kind of juke a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you can... His intro, walking from the back out to the ring, was longer than his actual match.
The sickening thing about it, he got paid the most.
Of anybody on the pay-per-view.
$500,000.
Half a million, Mickey. That's half a million. Not yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Do awesome. We have to explain that to
nope,
the listeners?
Nope, they don't need to know that, but you need to know. Half a million.
You're still an idiot.
Yeah, fine.
And on top of it...
You're not wrong. I don't care, though.
He's going to end up getting a portion of the buys, which could be up to $625,000.
Wow. By comparison, the guy who beat him made $30,000.
I will get beaten up for that much money.
I get it. I mean, no one ordered a pay-per-view going, Mickey Gall's on the card. I'm going to get this pay-per-view. It's because Punk was the draw.
They wanted to see him fight. They wanted to see him lose. They got their wish. So, in essence, he was the draw on the card. So, yeah, sure, give him a little bit of money. I still think it's ridiculous that he got paid that much to get his face punched in and that choked out.
And he did not make any friends in the UFC because they're all...
Especially after that payday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what they're mad about.
No experience, no professional fight history. He's been doing this for 2 years. He's been training. Meanwhile, these people have been training their entire lives. And one of the women, I think, said that her first fight, she was undefeated coming into the UFC, had a professional record outside of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and she got paid $8,000 for her first fight.
Wow. Oof.
That's what I mean. That just seems a little bit unfair to me.
Oh, yeah, but luckily... They won't have to worry about him fighting in the UFC anymore.
Oh, did they actually make the decision that he's not coming back?
They didn't make it, but Dana White came out on one of those talk shows they have about UFC.
Like a press conference kind of
no,
thing.
No. This was like a radio show thing. And he said his next fight probably won't be in the UFC. Dana White, the president of the company.
It probably shouldn't be because it's a waste of time.
He's probably going to be in the hospital. He's fighting for his life right now. Now, I'm going to admit, I don't know anything about all of this. But I did hear, is this the guy that he was like talking all kinds of like smack on people? He's like, I'm going to get in there and you're not going to last a second. And
He's like, I'm going to throw in even some wrestling moves and then on you. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's been doing that, though, for 2 years. He's been talking trash, talking about, oh, I'm going to prove all of you wrong. I'm going to be great at this. And he didn't back up any of his trash talk at all. Not even a little bit.
Time to start kissing butt to Vince McMahon again.
Yeah.
Yeah, need to get back to that job.
Or keep writing comics. His comic books actually aren't bad.
Okay.
I've read some of his Thor comics. They're pretty good.
Well, that may be his career he wants to stick to.
Be a writer. Yeah, don't try and fight because you're just going to get your head punched off.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Oh, we get to do it.
We haven't done this in a while. Kyle doesn't know what's happening, but he's about to find out. Mickey, are you going to join us?
No.
You have to join us.
No, I know.
3, 2 ba 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 da 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 da.
It's football and it's back!
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, it feels so good. NFL week one in the books. It was an exciting week one.
Had some major injuries. If you're a fantasy player, Russell Wilson, don't know if he's coming back anymore. Injured his shoulder. He might be a couple weeks out now. Yeah. And RG3. The Browns just suck.
He lost $11 million because he got injured.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, let's recap for people who may have joined this podcast since football season ended last time. Lazy E, your favorite team?
It is the best team, the Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. Mickey?
The Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders. I am a Minnesota Vikings fan, so the three of us love some real terrible teams on this show. Kyle, who's your team?
I'm bred into the Steelers.
Oh, you suck.
The best team.
And mind you, he's not bred, he's inbred into the Steelers.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though, man. I saw them on Monday Night Football. They look legit this year.
They're great from the games I watch until, like, the second, maybe third quarter. What am I want to say here? Half quarter?
Quarter?
Yeah. Oh, and then they just give up. Right? Like, football is the one with the net that they kick.
Mickey, meet your counterpart.
Hey, at least I know the difference between sports. You're thinking of real football.
Real football?
Real football.
Excuse me?
Football. Yeah, you heard me.
No, but I have seen the Steelers play, and they do. They win, and then they give up.
Well,
and you just lose your mind.
Monday night, they didn't give up. They looked good. They looked like the complete package this year.
And I can tell you, D'Angelo Williams, the way he ran, Le'Veon Bell after that suspension, don't expect him to get 100% of the carries.
Nope.
Not anymore.
They're going to be splitting that up. In fact, what's his name? D'Angelo Williams might be taking more.
I think
he's running like an animal.
It's going to go 60-40 Le'Veon to start.
I love those jumps that he does.
Oh, it's
like he gets up, there's like a couple of blockers, and he just hops to the side, and he completely clears them, and then he just keeps running.
And again, Steelers, total scum. But you got to remember, he's not a spring chicken. This guy's been in the league for a long time.
Got moves, though.
He lost some weight and got it going.
How did the Bengals do?
We won. We barely won. The Jets kicker, Nick Folk, surprised he still has a career, tried to do a kick. Our one guy, he's an Estonian, so he looks like he talks and looks like Ivan Drago. Blocked the one kick, just bam. And then he missed an extra point. Nick Folk missed an extra point, which basically caused them to lose. It was great. We won.
Well, you'll take it. One point, that's it. Win's a win, right? W's a W.
And same with you, Crisco.
Yeah, I love the fact that Blair Walsh, he blew the last field goal of the last season, and he blew the first field goal of this season, too, and the second, and he missed an extra point as well.
Wait.
Yeah, no, he's the worst kicker of all time.
I could do that.
Yeah,
I could be in the UFC and the NFL. Just sign me up. I'm terrible. Just give me some money.
Give him half the money that these guys are making, and I guarantee you get the same results because Blair Walsh is freaking... Somebody needs to kick him into the sun because he's awful.
But you guys pulled out a win with Sean Hill as the QB.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'll be completely honest with you. Sean Hill, he didn't look bad. I mean, he looked poised in the pocket. He looked confident. He made smart choices. He didn't make any mistakes. That was the big thing. No interceptions, nothing. You know, there were a couple passes that were overthrown, a little bit off target. But, I mean, he didn't make any big mistakes, which is all you can really ask for a guy who's a journeyman quarterback.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can't ask for much more. He did a good job. The team looked awful in the first half. But then come the second half, they actually pulled it together, and they looked like a professional football team, which surprised me.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself the first half, I'm like, we're struggling against the Titans. It's going to be a long season. It
took time for you guys to gel as a team with a new quarterback.
Yeah, we still don't know how Sam Bradford's going to work out once he gets in there. But
he'll get in there. They traded too much, but they're going to wait.
Mickey, how did the Raiders do?
They actually won.
They did win, which is incredible because they beat the Saints.
By a Hail Mary, from what I understand.
Yeah, 35-34, another squeaker there. But, man, you know what? For Raiders fans who've been doing nothing but lose for years and years and years, to beat a team like the Saints, that's a big deal.
The Raiders are a legit team.
We've been saying for a couple years that they were building. You could see it happening over time. And now this year, I think they're going to do something.
And mind you, Drew Brees, I think, threw for 400 yards that game.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, and they still pulled out the win. Raiders fans, it's going to be exciting
this
the next
your
couple
year.
Years.
This is a good one. It's a good one. There's three teams in California now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oakland Raiders, the San Francisco 49ers, and the LA Rams, who were completely washed out and shut out by the 49ers in their game on Monday night.
I feel bad because that was the second game on Monday night. It was at like 10 o'clock at night. So if you live on the East Coast and you're watching that game, you're like, oh my God, this better be worth it.
Nope.
It was only worth it if you were listening on the radio.
Oh.
It was only worth it because during the game, a fan jumped on the field.
Yes.
Now, the TV cut away. They explained what was happening, but they don't want to show the person because then that makes more people do it. But the radio announcer decided, heck, let's have some fun with it.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk. But there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms. Bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part.
That was excellent. I love that.
Have fun with it. Especially you're not on TV. You're not glorifying the guy. What a way to go. It shows radio's still king right there.
Absolutely. There's still magic to be had.
Yeah, the theater of the mind.
By the way, did you see that touchdown pass? Just to comment, I hate the Packers, obviously, being a Vikings fan. But did you see that pass that Aaron Rodgers pulled off? The defender was pulling him down. He was falling to the ground, and he threw the pass and completed it for a touchdown.
See, that's what happens to the Bengals when they face them. Because the one year, Tom Brady fell on his butt. All we had to do was touch him, and he sacked. He threw it out, first down.
How are all these other teams so good?
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but next week, it's going to be,
Yeah, who do we got next week?
Well, it's time to initiate Kyle. You're a Steelers fan. We're going to have to take that, right?
Let's do it. There's a little bet that we usually have. We usually have a wager whenever our teams face each other. There's some sort of punishment involved for whoever team loses.
And we're the best rivalry in the NFL, Steelers-Bengals.
Those two teams hate each other.
Especially after last year. There was fights. There was bottles thrown on the field. It's bad. So here's how it goes, Kyle. If I win, which, come on, we know that's going to happen, you're going to have to take a little drip of one of the hottest hot sauces in the world. Right on the mic.
That happens to be within his possession.
You have that with you, like, here?
I don't have it here. Oh. It's at my house.
All right.
To put it in perspective, it says if it falls and breaks, you must evacuate your house.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, and if you win, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I've done it before, but that's the way it goes down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so next week, you better be really watching that game.
I want to tell you something. Yes. You guys might not know this, but I am a pepper-eating champion.
Oh, good. So he may actually like that.
Well, I don't know about that, though. If you have to evacuate, like because I know what hot is.
This
is hot.
It's very, it's very high on the Scoville scale.
Oh.
Like probably 100 times a jalapeno or more.
So I'll just be crying. I'm going to leave here crying again, like I did last time.
It's painful.
So the Vikings, who do they have?
The Vikings are playing the Packers.
Oh, that's going to be a nice rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like rivalry.
Actually, Packers at Vikings. First game of the regular season in that brand new, beautiful stadium.
Oh, it's nice.
And it's the night game on Sunday.
Nice.
So,
that's going to be fun.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Division rivalry should be good. Should be good. Mickey, who do the Raiders got?
I have no idea.
Falcons at Raiders Sunday at 4:25.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, probably.
The Falcons are terrible this year. You will trounce all over them. So, all right, a nice little rivalry here. Some games going on now. There's one more thing that we usually do when it comes to football.
Yeah, tie this up in a knot by doing our wonderful prognostication.
Time for freak accidents and plausible prognostication. It's time for freak accidents and plausible prognostication.
And if you don't know what this is, it's basically bold predictions.
It is bold predictions, but we didn't want to get copyright infringement, so here we are.
Yeah. So you basically look at what's going on next week, and you make a bold prediction out of what the lineups are of the games or whatever the case might be. I've got one.
Let's hear it.
It's very simple. The Rams will be shut out again.
Prognostication!
I got it. And because it's my first prognostication of the year, it has to be with the Bengals because it's the biggest rivalry game. It's going to be a close one. I say that there are 3 fights, 2 ejections. The Bengals win in overtime by a touchdown. They win 31-24.
Prognostication!
The thing that makes that one good is he had the numbers.
No, that does add running. Don't look at me weird.
The numbers on the fights and the ejections, though, that's going to be the make or break for you.
Oh, yeah. Mickey looked at me and she had me questioning my math. I'm like sitting here with my fingers. I'm like, no, that's right.
I just thought it was odd that you were giving exact numbers.
Oh, well, you have to. It's implausible prognostications.
Mickey, do you have a bold prediction for us for next week?
No.
All right, hit it.
Thanks for prepping for the show.
Prognostication!
I'm hitting wrong buttons. I'm frustrated. Kyle, what's your bold prediction?
I'm going to try to tie this in somehow without Ben from the Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Will get caught with a 16-year-old girl and the game will not even happen.
Oh, yeah!
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication!
Listener, by the way, if you have bold predictions for any week in the NFL, feel free to send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Include your bold predictions, your prognostications for the next week's games, and we'll even include yours. And on the show as well.
And we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, if you win, if you get the implausible prognostication right, if you end up being correct, I don't know, we'll throw a parade for you or something. It's only going to be the three of us in the parade, and yeah, maybe Kyle.
Well, if you get it wrong, we send you a little tab, and it's got that hot sauce on it. And we'll just trust that you'll lick it. And tell
good,
us about
good
it.
Call.
Yeah.
Good
you
call.
You could just tell us. You don't have to film it or photograph it or anything. We'll believe you. Honor system, right? That wraps up this episode of the show. What do the listeners need to do to keep up with us, Mickey?
They need to go to freakaccident.com, click connect on the homepage, and they can find us on all of our social media pages. They can go to... I did say that right?
Yeah.
Now you're looking at me
no,
funny.
No, that's fine. Those links are on the connect page. You were right.
Okay.
You weren't wrong.
So you can send us an email at freaks@freakaccident.com.
If you got a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Send us your problems and we'll give you the best advice that the internet can offer.
Or send us your address and we'll send you a sticker.
Or both.
Well, yeah, we could do both, I guess.
Or neither. Just sit there and keep enjoying the show. I'm okay with that, too.
You can find us on iTunes.
Yes. Subscribe.
Leave a good review.
Yes. Help us climb the charts. All those good reviews help.
Or Google Play Music.
That's right. Or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
I'm glad you know so much about the show that you're a part of.
It's only taken me how many months?
Kyle Mack, thank you for being back on the show. Enjoyed having you here again this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Maybe we'll have you back again sometime. Maybe.
I'll check my schedule. We'll
see. Okay, cool.
Let's check your schedule, and you looked at your watch.
Maybe he's got a calendar on his watch.
No, he doesn't.
Is that an Apple watch?
That is an Apple watch.
Oh, then okay, it probably does have a calendar.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, he's not back again. Apple watch.
So next week on the show, make sure you come back. We have 6 apocalypse scenarios that science says we're overdue for.
Great!
Wrap up your loose ends now, because one of these is coming. We'll recap all that next week. Thanks for being here to download and listen this time, and we can't wait to have you back again. For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident. It is!
Come on! Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.